is calling from Auburn. Hello, Brandy.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sound good.
Hi. I have been battling trying to get my blood sugar down, and I went on the ketogenic diet for a year, or maybe a little less than a year, and I brought it down from 5.8 to 5.2, just doing that keto diet. And
great.
I know it needs to go down. It's good. I know it needs to go down more, but it's really doing good. But I'm told, because of my diagnosis of breast cancer and bone cancer, that I should be on a plant-based diet, low-fat plant-based diet. And I'm just wondering, how is that going to affect my blood sugar I just brought down?
Ah, well, that's a really good question. I would be really happy with that A1C at 5.2, by the way. I think
I am happy. I couldn't believe I didn't do it for no reason, but I mean, what a benefit that was. I mean, the ketogenic diet definitely worked. I didn't do like you see online, but I did a true ketogenic, and it does work
yeah.
for that purpose.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And
I mean, I'm trying to not see this cancer, and I'm told that that's what I was told, that I should be on a low-fat or at least plant-based.
Yeah, I think you can blend the ketogenic and the plant-based diet somewhat because, you know, the ketogenic diet may be quite a bit of fat, but you may be able to switch more to like a paleo or a Mediterranean kind of diet that has a lot of vegetables. I always encourage green tea and CoQ10 and things like that for breast cancer, but
I'm still taking all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And you could definitely maintain that 5.2, even on that particular diet, you know, even with a Mediterranean or paleo diet, especially the paleo diet.
Wouldn't you have to somehow eat something to slow down those carbs from the vegetables and the fruits?
Well, if you're eating whole fruits, whole vegetables or steamed vegetables, then it's not so bad. You know, it's something to definitely watch as you go along. And I've also you've probably heard of berberine in the use of
I was on berberine for a long time.
Okay,
wasn't really doing anything for make it go any lower. I saw it staggered, you know, one time it'd be 5.8, 5.7, 5.8, like that. I think I only was taking one and not two because I thought I was pre-diabetic and I only needed to take one. So maybe that's probably why I wasn't working. But this diet definitely does. And I'm still taking the one berberine just as like a maintenance type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, normally you need at least 500 milligrams twice a day to make an impact. So that could be part of the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. So the other question I had is the guy that had called about enzymes.
Yes.
Pancreatic enzymes. When do you take those, or what were you saying that you can make your body do the enzymes? Or make the enzymes itself? What were you saying about that?
I mean, normally when our digestive tract is really healthy, we've got plenty of stomach acid, and the hydrochloric acid in the stomach, as that mixes with the protein in your food, that's what triggers the pancreas to make more pancreatic enzymes to mix with the rest of the food. So, you know, digestion starts in the mouth by chewing adequately, and that stimulates amylase in the saliva. Once that gets down into the stomach, the HCl gets produced. So as long as there's enough stomach acid, your pancreas can make enough enzymes on its own, typically. So that would be the place to start. And of course, you can measure enzyme activity in the bloodstream or in the stool, even.
How do you do that?
Well, we at Meridian Valley Lab, they have a test called a microdigestive panel.
Micro digestive panel.
It's a stool test, but you can actually see what enzymes, what pancreatic enzymes you might be lacking, or if you're, you know, having a problem with certain kinds of food. And so it's, I use that test a lot for that particular reason. To, you know, so many problems arise from the digestive tract that you, you definitely want that to be optimal.
And I'm pretty, I'm going to get that test. That's, I didn't know you could, they had something like that. Okay. I think, so you're saying I can go to a plant-based diet.
Yeah, in fact, if you look at the some of the research on the Mediterranean diet, there's much less breast cancer in that area because of the diet, I think. So so I would look at that. Somewhere, you might end up being somewhere between a paleo and a Mediterranean diet.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks for your call, Brandy.
I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day.